allow me to share with you an unbelievable observation of Rav Meir Simcha Divinsk, the Meshech Chachma, the end of Parshas Noach, who notes that in the opening pasuk, Noach was referred to as a tzaddik tamim, the pristine, perfect, righteous individual, a title that very few have ever received in all of Tanakh. A tzaddik tamim, perfection, absolute. But toward the end of the parasha, the end of Parshas Noach, Noach loses that title and goes from being a tzaddik tamim to a tzaddik, a simply righteous individual. And then he continues one or two and three and four, five rungs down the ladder and is referred to finally at the end of the parasha as an ish adama, a man of the ground. What is it about Noach? And why does Noach go from a tzaddik tamim to a tzaddik, finally, the lowest of madrigos, and ish adama, the man of the ground? How could it be that he dropped such and plummeted to such a low level? The Meshech Chachma notes that just the opposite occurred with Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu, the first way he's referred to in Sefer Shmos, in Parsha Shmos, is ish Mitzri, an Egyptian. And toward the end of the parsha, Moshe is finally referred to as Ish Elohim, a godly man. Why is it that Noach drops madrigos after madrigos, levels and levels, going from this tzaddik tamim to Nish Adama, and Moshe Rabbeinu is just the opposite, from an Ish Mitzri to an Ish Elohim? It's not by chance and coincidence that the Meshech Chachma contrasts Moshe Rabbeinu and Noach, because there's many, many commonalities between the two. Many of the great tzaddikim, chassidim, point out that the opening psukim in this week's parasha, the Haftorah that we read from Navi Yeshaya, the Noach it's referred to, the Mabul Yeshaya refers to as Mei Noach. And if you rejumble those four letters, Mei Noach, the words that you have are Mocheini, erase, which is the words that indeed Moshe Rabbeinu exclaims to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Mocheini na misifrecha asher kasavta, wipe me out of this book that you have written, Moshe Rabbeinu, says Mocheini, and Navi Yeshaya refers to Noach as Mei Noach, the Mabul of Noach. Moshe Rabbeinu and Noach both lived through destruction, tumultuous times. Noach experienced and witnessed the destruction of the world, the Mabul, which completely transformed the universe to a different place, to a different world, from death and destruction that Noah witnessed to the opportunity and potential. And the same thing is true with Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu saw the servitude and the difficulties and the challenges of Klal Yisrael being incarcerated in the Egyptian kingdom upwards of 200 years. Moshe Rabbeinu saw the subjugation, the challenges, the slavery, a world turned upside down, death, depression, and destruction. But the question is, how do you handle that situation? How do you deal with destruction? How do you deal with the potential and possibility to start again? If you look, there's a vast difference between Noach and Moshe. When Noach has the opportunity to leave the Teva, and he exits the Teva, what does the Torah report before Noach is referred to as Ish Adama? One word, Vayachel Noach. And what does Vayachel mean, says Rashi, the Sforno, all the Rishonim, Asa Atzmo Chulin. Vayachel Noach means that Noach made himself mundane. Shehayilo Lasok Techila Benetia Acheres. What did he do? He started planting vineyards. He wanted to grow grapes and to have wine. What should Noach done? Planted something else. The world was thus destroyed. Mankind was overturned. The entire world was engulfed in a mabul and destruction. Noah has an opportunity to build, to create, to start again, to teach, and to share with the people what has occurred, the lessons that were learned. God spoke to us. We should rebuild and rebuild differently and plant differently. Vayachel Noach Shahayolo Lasok Benetia Acheres. He should have done something else. That's fine to plant a vineyard, and it's fine to grow grapes, and it's fine to ultimately create wine. But not now. Now's not the time. There's other opportunities. There are other things more important to plant. Noach, you witnessed destruction, death, an entire world turned over. What are you doing? What are you going to teach people? And thus the Torah tells us, Vayachel Noach Ish Adama. You are what you eat, you are what you do. And Noach didn't use the opportunity to rebuild, to create, to teach, to share, and to address the world and the issues at hand, and instead dealt with things that he shouldn't have done. Moshe, on the other hand, was just the opposite. What does Moshe do during the servitude? What does Moshe Rabbeinu do after the freedom, after the incarceration? Moshe builds people up. Moshe Rabbeinu says, we're headed to Eretz Yisrael. There's going to be Matan Torah. There's going to be Kriyas Yamsuf. We're headed to bigger and better things. We've just left the servitude, the subjugation, the challenges, the difficulties. But do you know what's happening? Do you know what's on the horizon? There's a future. There's a new world order. And I'm going to share it with you. And thus Moshe moves from being an Ish Mitzri to an Ish Elokim. Because being godly means to build, to help, and to do more. And it thus explains the Meshech Chachma, the distinction between these two people, Moshe Rabbeinu and Noach. Noach had opportunities. Noach could have helped, and instead he sequestered himself. He stuck with his family. He hid in the Teva, and when he emerged from the Teva, he again stuck just with his family and didn't look out and didn't try to help, didn't try to encourage, and didn't try to bring culture together and being people together. Moshe was just the opposite. He was looking out for others. He was trying to help mankind. He was trying to help his community, the Jewish people, not just his family. We know more about Moshe's help with others than what Moshe did for himself and for his own family. And thus Moshe is ultimately referred to as a godly person, because godly people understand that when things are tough and when there's destruction, that there's opportunity to build, to grow, and to start again. You know, we're watching a world change completely. Last year, Parshas Noach, and this year's Parshas Noach is a different world. Things are different. The things that we were used to are no longer. We're living through so much dramatic change, almost an entirely new world. We're exiting the Teva hopefully soon. But we've been in this Teva, this quarantine, this sequestering, this separation. It's a message from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's a heavenly cry, it's a heavenly call, and it's up to us. Will we emerge as Noach and just get involved with same old? And be plain, and be simple, and continue to stay to ourselves and live our own lives, and not share things that we've learned, and not try to encourage, inspire, to look out and to understand? Or will we be like Moshe? And say, yes, there's going to be a new world order. The things that we were used to are no longer. There's emotional changes, physical changes. There's spiritual changes, there are economic changes, political changes. Everything is different. There's such a shake-up. Everything is different. But yes, we will emerge as Moshe's Kim and Amaya Mishisiu. And thus, that's the reason why Luchos v'shivrei Luchos munachem be'echad, next to the Luchos, the second Luchos, are the broken tablets. Because we can never forget the challenges. We can never forget the destruction. And if we remember this destruction, we could rebuild a second Luchos. We could build a bigger and brighter world, a more successful world. We could be better people. We could be a better human beings. We could be a better community and a better civilization. Thus, the Shivrei Luchos need to be next to the Luchos, inside of the Aron, Bitsido, to always recall that from destruction there needs to be a lesson to rebuild and to start again. Moshe did it. We can do it. We need to do it. Let's not forget what's taking place to us now. Noach forgot. Noach just went back to the regular. He was vayachil asa atzmo chulin. Let's not make ourselves plain. Let's not make ourselves simple. Let's not make ourselves mundane. Let's climb the ladder to go from being people who are here to people who are higher and better, to be Ish Elokim, Be'ezer Sashem, Yisbarach, wishing you a wonderful Shabbos, a great Shabbos, a Shabbos of Simcha, continue Nachas and Bracha to each and every single one of you. Take care.